Okay, let's see. Ruby's calling us from Bellevue. Hi, Ruby. What's on your mind?
Hi there, Dr. Wright.
Hello, ma'am.
Yes, I seem to have a circulation problem, and I'm wondering what you think would be the best approach to that, whether supplements or whatever.
Well, give me a couple more details. What sort of circulation problem do you mean?
Well, for the past few years, I'm really skinny, so I'm prone to, like, cold hands and cold feet in the winter anyway. But for the past few years, my feet have gotten to the point that they are so cold that I wear moon boots. You're old enough to know what moon boots are. Around
sure.
my house all the time, practically the entire year. And this year, going to bed at night, they got so cold, I had 22 layers of old blankets on them, and it's still, they're freezing.
Wow.
And then I noticed that I seem to have one foot that's colder than the other. And I was out bicycling the other day when it was hot, and my sweat glands hardly work at all, so I don't usually sweat. But my right hand was not sweating, and my left hand was sweating.
Mm-hmm.
I'm thinking there's something going on there, and so I want to see if I can address it.
Okay, a couple of things, ma'am. One, it sounds like you need to work on getting better blood vessel dilation. And as you know, all the dilation means is opening up wider so the blood flow goes better. That's one thing it sounds like you need to work on. And the two things that you may be using already, but I'm going to mention them anyway, that help to keep those blood vessels dilated are magnesium, which a lot of us get low on. As we get older, we don't absorb things as well, and a lot of us get low on that. And the second thing happens to be something called, it's a supplement, but it's called L-citrulline. And what that, when it gets into the body, it's transformed into L-arginine, and that leads to nitric oxide production, and nitric oxide dilates blood vessels. So anyway, it sounds like you could use better dilation of the blood vessels. Are you using any magnesium supplements, or are you eating beets and spinach, which are fairly high in the L-arginine stuff that the L-citrulline turns into?
Well, I'm not using magnesium right now because I let up on all the minerals so I could do a mineral test. And I've heard you talk about magnesium in general before, and it's, I think you said the maximum is 400 milligrams.
Maximum by mouth, ma'am, because some of us, if we swallow more than that, it goes through too fast and doesn't get absorbed at all. But there is that stuff down at the natural food store that might be just the thing to rub into hands and feet that are cold, because it's called magnesium oil. And one just takes about a half teaspoon of that and rubs it as much as one can into one's feet and hands, and it dilates the blood vessels and they get warmer. Another way of approaching that is called an Epsom salt bath. Do you ever soak in Epsom salts, ma'am?
No, I've heard of that for people that get sore muscles.
Well, it's also good for dilating the blood vessels, and people who take a nice warm Epsom salt bath at bedtime usually don't get near as cold during the middle of the night. I'm not kidding you, ma'am, because it gets somehow, magnesium is one of the few minerals that can get through the skin all by itself, and so if it's in that product called magnesium oil, or if you go to your favorite big box store and get Epsom salts, all the big box pharmacies have it, Costco has it, Sam's Club has it, all those places. And put a few scoops of that into your bath and take a warm bath before bedtime, I think you'd be surprised. It helps.
Hmm. Oh, that's interesting. So to dilate, I want to use my magnesium and L-citrulline, which then makes L-arginine, and that in turn
yes.
something.
And some people ask, why not just use L-arginine? Well, mostly because research has shown that it gets lost in the intestines, a lot of it, in the intestinal walls. But the L-citrulline doesn't. It absorbs into the body. But oddly enough, 100% of it is then transformed into L-citrulline. So it works better than the original stuff. But yes, a couple, 3 grams of the L-arginine a day. I'm sorry, L-citrulline a day won't hurt a thing.
Oh, 3 grams, you say?
Oh, well, you start with one, and then you go to two, and then you go to three, and you see how well you think things are dilating. You can also get, from places that sell L-citrulline, you can get what are called nitric oxide test strips, and you stick them under your tongue, and if it's a dull pink color, you haven't got much nitric oxide, and then you take from 1 gram to 2 grams, and the color gets better, and you go to 3 grams, and for most people, they get to 3 grams, and oh my, it's a bright pink now. It means you got maximum nitric oxide. So you can test yourself, too.
Yeah,
That won't work for testing magnesium, but it will work for testing quantities of the L-citrulline.
Okay, so the test strips are for the citrulline.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, I get that. All right, I was just listening to you, you know, before you came on. I had a couple questions. I heard you say for blood sugar regulation, chromium, and I thought the other thing I heard was biotin, but I wasn't sure. Is that the correct item?
Yes, you're correct, ma'am. However, it is break time, so if you would hold on there, we'll get right back to you after the break. I won't even read a commercial. Hang in there. Okay, I guess we better let the music fade and get back to Ruby here. Are you still with us, Ruby?
Hi there. Okay, so you answered that about the biotin.
Yes, ma'am.
And I heard you say about B12. Now, I don't take B12 for a specific condition, but I think it's really important to have. And I use the lozenges, but I'm hearing you saying, that doesn't do well. On the other hand, I don't really want to go on shots unless it's critical. But I'm wondering, I think there's probably a liquid kind. Would that be more effective? And
Well, ma'am, it really depends on the health of one's stomach. If the stomach is perfectly healthy, you're not getting any heartburn, indigestion, if the food doesn't feel like it's sitting in your stomach and not digesting as well as it did when you were 20 years younger, if you don't have any bowel upsets further down, then probably either the sublingual lozenges or the liquid would work for you. But for those of us who have a stomach that's not functioning so well, one of the key functions of the stomach that isn't generally explained as well in conventional medicine is the stomach lining doesn't just make hydrochloric acid and pepsin to digest food. It makes a key molecule for vitamin B12 absorption. And without that key molecule, which is made in the stomach lining, not in the health food store, the vitamin B12 cannot be absorbed. That key molecule called intrinsic factor gloms onto vitamin B12. And once it's glommed on, now the body can absorb it. But if your stomach is functioning normally and making that a factor, then you don't need to worry about the B12 shot. But if the stomach is weak and not making that factor, nothing but the shot will work.
Okay, well, I did have a lot of stomach problems. I had to quit the gluten. And I got the protocol sent to me to improve my stomach so I can
Liming.
Take
right.
the pepsin and stuff. So once I get through that protocol, theoretically, that's what that does is improve your lining. So
yes, ma'am, but it does not improve the ability of the stomach lining to make that particular molecule. So you may be one of those who might be surprised, and the only way of finding out is trying it, you might be surprised that, well, I could swallow the B12, and I didn't feel that much, but I thought it was good for me. But good grief, I took a shot, and I could actually feel the energy from it. I get told that by so many people who are over 80, particularly, that vitamin B12 is, well, actually, we just call it the over 80 award, and we just have people over 80 try B12 shots, and if they don't feel the difference, then they don't need to take the shots. But if they feel the difference, then they're usually willing to learn how to give themselves the shots because they feel the difference.
Oh, well, I'm not over 80 yet, and I have quite a bit of energy, but that's interesting. If you had to do that, how often would you have to do the shots?
It totally varies according to the individual. We have people start with doing it more frequently and then start to stretch out the intervals in between and observe what happens to the energy when they take it on a more frequent schedule. And then when they go to a less frequent, if the energy starts to decline, okay, you've got to go back up to the level that gave you more energy. So that's a self-adjusted thing, ma'am. And I just love stuff that we can self-adjust according to our body response. Because if it's not harmful, good grief, why should we have to run a test just to adjust it according to what the body says?
Oh, yeah. No, and I don't plan to drown myself in B12.
Good. I'm glad to hear it.
The last thing I'll let you go is when you were talking about the anti-carcinogenic estriol.
Yes, ma'am.
And you said there was something else you used that was, quote, unquote, profoundly anti-carcinogenic.
No kidding. That's what the researchers say. And you know, it's so profoundly anti-carcinogenic that research has stopped on the natural molecule, and all the patent medicine companies are desperately trying to make what they call an analog, which just means that, as you know, it's patentable and they can charge a whole bunch per tablet for this stuff if you were to swallow a tablet. So anyway, it's called 2-methoxy, M-E-T-H-O-X-Y, M-E-T-H-O-X-Y, with a number 2 in front and a dash, 2-methoxy, and then estradiol, E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L, E-S-T-R-A-D-I-O-L.
Oh, so there's an estradiol, and then there's
a methoxy right in front of it. 2-methoxy, 2-M-E-T-H-O-X-Y. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, O-H- okay. I get it. I won't take any more of your time. Thank you very much.
Before you go, ma'am, I'm going to take a little bit more of your time because you told me something else that could be a key clue for you. You said, gee, one hand sweats and the other one doesn't. What's going on here? Very frequently what's needed there is a chiropractor because the nerves are getting compressed more to one side than the other. And what do you know? It happens on one side, the pain or the sweating or whatever it is, but it doesn't happen on the other side. And then sometimes it will switch from side to side, but it's never on both sides at the same time. And when that happens, it's chiropractor time. And this type of chiropractic, please write down, you go online and look for it, all the W's and N-U-C-C-A. That's N for nose, U-C-C-A.org. They're chiropractors who specialize in problems at the very upper part of the spine, the Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association is what that stands for. And they are quite likely to be able to help you with a problem that happens on one side or the other side, but never on both sides.
Huh. Okay, that's extra helpful. You get 5 gold stars and whatever else is good for you.
Well, I'll settle for some sunshine, ma'am.
All right, I will sit down and pray for sunshine because I'd like some too. We need our vitamin D.
Thank you very much. I'll pray right along with you, ma'am. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day.
You too now.